Reading.
A Blind Man and His Eyes. John F. Dancer walked into the Dragon's Head Hotel with his friend Charlie. They went to the reception desk. John said, "Hi, I'm Mr. John Dancer. I booked a room last Sunday." The clerk said, "Yes, sir, but we don't allow pets in this hotel." "Pets?" cried John. "Charlie isn't a pet. I'm blind and he's my eyes." "I'm sorry, sir," the clerk explained, "but the hotel rules." John interrupted, "Please call the manager." The manager came. He said, "You are both welcome, sir." He then led them to their room. John said, "Can you tell me the location of the fire exit?" "It's the fifth door from yours," said the manager. "Thank you," said John. "Safety first, you know." "Yes, sir," the manager said. He then described John's room to him and left. John tells us what happened next. "I was asleep. Suddenly I heard Charlie barking loudly. I woke up and smelt smoke. A fire. Just then the fire alarm went off. I went to feel the door. The surface was hot, so I didn't open it. I wet some towels and put them along the bottom of the door. The phone was dead. Some smoke got in round the door. I lay on the floor with Charlie and waited. The minutes seemed like hours. Then I heard the sound of a fire engine. It was music to my ears. I opened the window, waved and shouted. Soon, a fireman showed up, but he didn't want to take Charlie. "It's against the rules," he said. I explained again. Seconds later, we were both safe on the ground. I saved Charlie's life, and he saved mine.